I am Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. After Dark. Welcome, Christina P.
Hello.
And just before we were getting into this, you were talking about you relate to psychopaths.
Yes.
And I thought we ought to save that for air. So let's hear more.
I will tell you, I love Killing Eve. You got us into this
love
show.
Love Killing Eve. Speaking of great acting, that's just great.
Fantastic.
I mean,
fantastic.
Villanelle.
She's my hero. So yeah. I like Villanelle. And I watched the episode. I don't know, spoiler alert. She goes back to Russia at some point, season three. I had to watch this episode twice. I enjoyed it so much.
So you wanted so badly to act out the way she did.
Yes. And I get her the gruffness of the family. I was like, that could have been my family.
Yes.
And even when there's a scene where she's eating. She and the brother go somewhere and she's eating. And the way she's eating with her utensils is so Eastern Bloc.
Like
there's American stuff where you cut with the, you switch the hands and then you put it's fucking wrong. It's not how you eat with
utensils.
They
eat like barbarians. It's just like.
Well, Americans go like this or like that.
Yeah.
And they switch the fork and it makes me nuts. So. In Europe, it's different, right? It's the left is this, and then you just...
you just eat.
You're efficient. Yes, I love it.
They're like chopsticks with the utensils.
So even watching her eat and how she thinks and acts, I totally get it. And some of it's cultural. Some of it is being a hardcore Eastern blocker.
Well, she is British, I think, right?
I know.
And I thought she was French when I first... Because her French is perfect when she speaks it. And I was like, Jesus, she's got to be French. And then when I heard her speak in real life, she has a British accent.
She's gorgeous, too. My God.
I was sort of weirdly disappointed because I thought for sure it had to be, well, then she must be from the Eastern Bloc because she nails that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, my descent is Russian, too, right?
I know that's why you're very strong. Yeah. No, but I did have problems identifying feelings growing up because of my mom was a mentally ill person, my dad an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So I would watch movies with my husband for a few years there and be like, I don't know why that person reacted. Why did that person get sad there? Why did that happen? Because I had to learn feelings. I didn't have any. Because I stuffed it down. I wasn't allowed to have them growing up.
Well, I wasn't either, so I ended up disconnected from them.
Right.
So what I would understand feelings, well, because I was codependent, so I understood them in other people.
Oh, yeah, come on.
And I would experience myself through other people a bit.
Yes.
But I was disconnected from feelings, and I would have anxiety instead of feelings.
Yeah, anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could understand why people did what they did.
But I couldn't understand, reactions. I would be like, why? But now I get it totally. Like,
so
I don't have to
ask. Maybe Asperger's too. Maybe there was not just trauma. Maybe because Asperger's have trouble understanding the flow of feelings, you know.
Yes, remember last week you told me, say something nice to that girl.
Yes.
Because I didn't know that I wasn't saying something
you
nice.
You were. I just wanted more for her.
Oh. See, but I'm unaware sometimes of that.
Oh, this is
a little
tough. Career in comedy. This is definitely, because you don't have to worry about how people feel when you shit on them.
Right.
And thus the TikTok,
that's
too.
Right. Oh, man, we got so much for you today.
You married the right guy. Because he's got the same problem, I believe.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. I know.
Uh-huh. I saw his last stand-up. Good job. Whatever he's crapping
a
on.
A parade.
People.
Good job.
Woo!
It's my boy.
So,
yes.
What should we go to first of all today? I have so much.
There's
I'm
so many,
full.
So many lanes.
I want to hold off a little bit on the RPC save it for the main course.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah,
let's have an appetizer, a little more TikTok, shall we?
TikTok, you don't stop.
Uh oh.
Uh oh.
I'm not on drugs. I'm drinking, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got my beer right over here.
Oh, okay.
I don't see a problem with that. I'm 35 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm working my butt off. But I can't stand these people on here talking about people.
Can't stand what?
Talking people on TikTok talking about people.
So going after her for how she looks and acts, I guess?
I'm sure. But she's not on drugs.
Not
she
right
is
now.
Drinking.
Yeah, not right now. And she's dealing with that by drinking. It's called cross addiction.
Okay, thank you for
explaining
that.
And it's something grown-ups do, according to her, because she's a grown-ass woman.
Well, she's 35 and she deserves it.
She worked hard.
That's her justification, is that she's not on drugs right now, but she is drinking because she's 35 and deserves it.
Okay.
I just wanted to clear the logic with you.
Okay, I got it. I got the logic. Is there more for her?
No.
Whole deal. Well, you got to love that hairdo.
And no teeth. There are no teeth.
Because there was drugs.
There was drugs. Yeah, not anymore.
There will be drugs.
Yeah. I got... My beer right over here.
Yeah. There will be drugs.
There will be
drugs. I look at, you know what's kind of sad?
What?
She might have been an attractive woman at one time.
I think so, too. Yeah. Isn't that amazing how
I
much...
mean, you can see, look at the facial features and stuff.
Yeah,
like
she's
you take
not.
Away the yeah. black around the eyes.
Yeah.
And...
I know. I know. It's such a waste.
You're into the alcohol this week, it seems.
Eating pussy's a lot like eating chicken wings. If it ain't all over your face and you ain't sucking your fingers clean, you're doing it wrong.
How did he say that without his mouth moving? Well,
because this... Yeah, go ahead, Christina.
It's a track that he's lip-syncing to, but he doesn't know how to lip-sync.
Oh.
I just thought it was particularly cool of him. Like, this is a very cool guy.
Yeah, again, that hairdo tells... You know, the hair comes after the teeth.
Yeah.
Right? Hair's number two, isn't it?
Well, there's eyebrows and teeth.
Yeah, eyebrows next level.
Yeah.
But if just in terms of cool, even indicators of cool.
Hair setup.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So for anyone who has never seen snap-in dentures on mini implants, I will show you what it looks like when I take them out.
Why? Why would you show? They look good.
You snap them right out. These are the O-rings.
Okay.
That snaps into the mini implant.
The blue,
right there.
Look at that.
Poor lady.
So I'm going to say strung out on opiates at one time. Remember I talked about the opiates causing dry mouth, destroying the teeth?
Yeah.
That is what they have to do for them to get them put back together.
I mean, for those of you just listening, it's brutal. There are like metal plugs in her gums and then the teeth snap into it.
Those are implants. That's what we do. And I love that we can do that now because it looks very natural and she's very comfortable with that stuff.
She looks gorgeous with teeth.
Yeah, she does. But she reminds me a little bit. You said we were going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé and we forgot to talk about that last week.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. So she reminds me a bit of that woman that you guys were preoccupied with.
Lana?
The man with the whites above his eyes because he's scared shitless of the...
Google 90 Fiancé is Australian guy. Avery.
Well, just look up Avery. Oh, there it is. There they are. Doesn't she look a little bit
like Avery?
But
don't you think his eyes are overly widened? What's that deal?
Yes, but you guys are very preoccupied with that, right?
Because it is abnormal. Yeah.
It is abnormal. And I said, that's usually hyperthyroidism or meth or mania. But then I watched, okay? I watched. Yeah. And as soon as Avery came on the screen, my eyes did that.
Yeah, interesting, because we did not have the same reaction to her.
I know, because she's there. First of all, they're editing her in such a way as to hide all the crazy. And literally the hair in the back of my head is I just know what's going on there. But it does speak volumes about him that he'd be super attracted to her.
Yes.
Right? So that's what you guys are picking up on, which is his sort of sociopathy and that kind of stuff. And no disrespect meant. I don't know these people, but I'm just, you know, they put themselves on TV to be discussed and we're discussing them.
Yeah.
And you can see when he's just doing an OTF and on the fly,
he
looks normal.
Yeah,
but he comes around her and he just says, it looks like he's in a wind tunnel.
And he starts to blink uncontrollably.
Yeah, because the things she says and does to him, he can't believe it.
So he's like, he's overly excited.
He's
terrorized. Wow.
He's terrorized. And so, and I will just, and you know, what evidence do I have of that? This young lady,
Avery,
decided it was cool to leave a 4-month-old and a 4-year-old behind to go to a reality show.
Right.
With two different men, the babies.
Right, and she's...
To get another baby.
2.5 weeks away from her children, which is... I frankly would rather die
at 4 months.
I can't do it. No.
Most women can't
do that. No, I won't do that. I think you're right. They are editing her to be more rational because there's a fight that she has with him because he has a relationship seminar that he gives, which was garbage.
Yes, of course.
And he was like, I feel attacked by you, and you are attacking me as a man. But you don't know what really she said.
Correct.
You don't know.
And it's always, you're lying to me. And he goes, I said none of those things, which all starts...
But he does conceal. He's not very forthcoming.
No, he's not a good dude. He's not... And again, he's into her. He really is into her.
Yeah.
And that's what tells me that he's got a personality disorder too. So.
Narcissist.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because his clothes are too tight. Every time I see the guy, He's sitting down and he can't even close the jacket because he wants you to see how ripped.
He does seminars on how to have relationships. Yeah. And he can't have relationships. He does not
always
think about that. Yeah, it's always the woman that's writing the story, the books about relationship, always under her seventh husband.
Yeah.
It's like, no, 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 guys. No, that's not who you should be listening to.
No, never. Yeah. It's never like the happily married 20, 40 year. Like, your wife should write the book, probably.
Yeah, God knows what she would say. That'd be interesting,
we'll find
though.
Out.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Oh,
well, you're going to find out next week.
Go out, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But is there more to say on the 90-day fiancé?
No.
Because they have splintered that into so many different things. I was watching a reunion show of some type that they were doing on a Zoom. It was horrific.
Horrific.
And unmanageable. Great. And I don't understand who the woman is that's managing the whole thing. She doesn't seem to understand basic psychology.
Really? Why do you say that?
She was just asking questions that producers were clearly asking her.
Yeah, she had an earpiece.
But that's fine. I mean, she's, you know, whatever. Maybe that's how they want to do it. I know when we do the Teen Mom stuff, I go in as hard as I can, you know, within safety, you know, within, it used to be really interesting when they were 16 and 17. I like, I got, dude, they're 17. I can't go, I got to hold them. I got to make sure they're okay.
Now.
And now it's, now they're adults. Now it's on.
That's right. How did they turn out? Because I haven't been keeping up with them.
It depends who you're talking about. And some of them pretty good.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Teen Mom has been a job for them, and some of them have taken it very seriously.
Great.
I mean, you know who my favorite, they were my favorite from the beginning, and God bless them, is Tyler and Caitlin.
They're my favorite. Yeah. The ones that have been together since they were 13.
Literally, when I first agreed to do it, as soon as I got to New York, I said, I've got to talk to these two.
I
brought them in. They thought they were like one of the principal's office, and I was going to dress them down or something. And I said, do you guys understand how amazing your decisions were and how difficult this all was? Well, they didn't really. And then as they got older, they started going, oh, yeah, that was traumatic. That was difficult. Oh, okay. And so, but they've been diligent about their relationship, about their family, and their mental health, which has been tough. I mean, Caitlin's had some really serious mental health problems, managed them very, very well.
Can I tell you that I was so moved by those two? I never have done this. I wrote them an email. I found them and I was like, I'm so inspired by you two. Because I love other reality show people. I was a reality show person. So I love reaching out and finding them. And I just sent them a beautiful, like, you guys are amazing that you came from such dog shit backgrounds. And you guys had the wherewithal and the love. Then they put their kid up for adoption.
I know.
The first, I mean, how traumatic and harsh. And then, anyway, beautiful.
And
beautiful
then we're dealing with Butch the whole time, trying to get him sober, which has been really a lot of fun, actually. I love
the
Butch.
Dad, yeah, right?
Is, God bless him. He is so great.
What a nightmare that. Those poor kids.
Well, and the mom, you know, so Caitlin's mom, April's an alcoholic. And she'd been in the program previously, but now not. It's very complicated.
Those poor kids.
But turning out quite well, really, to get right down to it.
Thank God, dude. Thank God. Oh,
all right, give me another one. Oh, fuck. Garth. Oh.
Can we do it?
Yeah, let's do a little bit.
I'm so confused by him. I want to understand what's going on.
The way you shake a man's hand determines at that spot how interested you really are to be there. Not a death grip handshake, a sincere handshake.
Uh-oh. Keep going. Give me a little more. What do you see? Look at his eyes.
Yes, it's everything's this intense though, Drew. Every scene is this intense with this guy.
Keep going.
There's no chill. Like, it's all 10. It's no fun.
Well, let's just look.
Then Drew.
Well, watch this. Watch
if
why.
If all hell breaks loose in the next 5 seconds from that handshake, and you turn and you have to face something coming, you've got a partner, female or male. You got someone you can count on. And people might go, "That's you don't know that from a handshake." Amen.
Give me an earlier. Give me a picture from Garth like 15 years ago.
Mm.
Give me a younger picture because I have a theory here emerging.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it. I'm really fascinated with Garth.
I'm looking at some physical features here, and I'm wondering. Is he overweight right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure that's just it.
That's why he's sitting like that.
Okay, there he is. Okay, yeah. So, see what I'm seeing. Let's go back to the current. Yeah. Well, that's more recent. But it has some of the same stuff I'm looking at. So okay. So, you'll notice, look at him on the right there. Whoops. Get me back. Yep. Smiling, right?
Yeah.
Do you notice how there's a jawline? And then there's something behind the jawline a little bit. Parotid glands.
What's that?
That is parotid enlargement. And now go back to the picture we're looking at. on him. No, the original picture, the one we were assessing. Ooh, there he is as a kid. It looked a little jowly there. Now look how much more swollen his face is. Right? I'm wondering if there's a little alcohol issue here. And then when you look in his eyes, pretty vacant there, isn't it?
Pretty vacant.
And he's talking about all this intense stuff, but it's not in.
It's not matching.
Not matching.
What's that called? Is that the uncanny? The robot?
Well, Uncanny Valley. There is that. That's what bothers you.
Yes.
But it's called. Oh my goodness! Why can't I remember this? It's
sociopathy.
No. It's a disconnect.
Affect
doesn't match the mood.
Yes.
You know, and so
it's insincere. It doesn't match.
Yes. Affect and mood are disassociated, and so, I mean, look at his eyes. Look sad to me. They're sad and vacant, and then he's talking about it all, and it's like, well, guys at the bar talk like that, don't they?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You think he's got.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, why not? I mean, why not?
Why not? No. So it's. I think he's he's dark.
Yeah, depressed.
And he's trying to. I mean, look.
He's hiding it with all this cool guy stuff.
Yeah, and we know that he's a dark guy because he created Chris Gaines, that alter ego character in the 90s. Did you see that when he pretended to be goth? No, he had a whole alter ego.
Well, you should understand that.
That's why
you
I do.
Evaluate. Yeah.
I get it. I see.
Oh my God.
So that's Garth. He created this alter ego, and it didn't do very well. His fans weren't really responsive to it.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's hysterical.
So, that's him probably trying to embrace the dark side of his force.
Oh, boy.
And instead, he's pushing that down.
And being the cowboy, the drinking cowboy.
Yeah.
I feel so, again, sad. Feel sad, bad for him. Feel sad. Who's he married to again?
Trish. Fat Trish. You don't know Fat Trish?
No. Show me Trish.
Trish is eating some feelings, too. The two of them together, I think, are... Trisha Yearwood, she's a singer. I just call her. She's chunky. She's chunky Trish.
Oh yeah. Oh my.
Yeah, there she is. Mm. What is going on there, Drew?
Do you have kids?
I think he does from his first marriage. Mm. Oh, and another thing is that everybody they interview in this documentary has nothing but positive things to say.
Well, this is like the what was the one about the motivational speaker?
Which one? Tony Robbins?
About Tony Robbins. It's the same kind of... That's propaganda. Somebody wants to do a documentary about me, and I'm like, oh, here it comes. My family have things to say. They'll have notes. So,
no way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're a dimensional human being. He's not even portrayed as a dimensional person. They're like, Garth can throw the farthest. He can run the fastest. His penis is the largest. He's the best in the world. Even his ex-wife is like, Garth is the best person on the planet. Like...
Payroll.
Yeah.
Russell's a really good athlete. He could throw stuff a mile. So he could throw a football, he could throw a javelin, he could throw a baseball, he could throw
any implement
further than anybody else.
Athletics kept me in school long enough to go, hey, Dip.
Keep going.
School is what you need.
Yeah, I see alcoholism too in the eyes.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of can see it. You know.
Yeah, the yellowing. The eyes aren't bright.
It's just everything's kind of off. Poor guy. Anyway.
Wow, poor guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I like I said, before you guys gaffed me in, I had feelings about people.
Okay.
So, okay, let's do one more. Let's do another TikTok-y thing.
No,
I want to see cool girl filling herself up with water.
Do you?
The title, before I do RPC, I want to warm up.
Yeah, you're right. You need an aperitif.
Yeah, I need a warm up. She's wearing leather, is she not? Or is that latex or something? And she's in a shower. Oh, we're going to do an enema? Oh, that's hysterical.
Is it?
That is weird fetish time. And that's all water from a enema. Oh my gosh.
It's a lot. Fluid. She's measuring.
What are the medical repercussions of doing this, Drew?
It's called getting your period. Like, this is how women feel.
Yeah, but that's a ridiculous amount. I mean, that's...
I feel every month.
She must have already been pregnant to have that much elasticity going on. What's she saying?
There's water sloshing inside of me. Like, she likes the fullness.
So that's
some
weird fetish. No, there's men are into that.
What?
That's why she does it.
Oh, yeah.
Not for herself. She's doing
I forget that.
The men are... There, you name the weird behavior fetish, and men, there's a man into it.
I know.
You see the ones where they crush bugs with high heels and stuff?
Yeah, that I could do. That's easy money.
But for you, there's men that dig that. There's everything.
I know. It's so easy to make a living nowadays as a woman online. You don't even have to fuck people. You can just wear sandals.
So that one at least has some sort of callback to pregnancy. So there's something.
Because
some guys are into pregnant women.
That's on the. When I was pregnant with Ellis, I would go swimming in the public pool in Redondo. And one time there was a guy there who was like, hi. And I was like, hi. And he's like, I just want to let you know I love pregnant women. I think you're hot. Well. And then he swam away. And I was like,
I got to get out of here.
Why did you ruin this place for me? Yeah, it was so gross. I'm like,
Yeah, men are gross. I'm
so
sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's one for every occasion.
I know. But we're so used to them being degenerates. I mean,
I know. It's in, you know, during the Me Too thing, I was listening very carefully to women's fear of rape. And,
yeah.
And men are not aware of what that is. But then I think about all the gross stuff that is just crawling towards you like the living
dead. All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, even this morning I was running around my neighborhood and some dudes are like, what's up? You know, and I'm like, really? I'm not.
So it's in a weird way, it's not rape per se. It's just the intrusiveness.
Yeah, you're the object, being the visual object. It's very annoying. Like, I really look forward to menopause.
Sorry for laughing.
Yeah, it's horrible. And when I went to the Middle East and I wore a hijab, I got to wear one. I fucking loved it because I was like, I'm a person. I'm invisible. Yeah. Nobody's trying to fuck me or rape me. Yeah. You don't think it's rape per se, but it is just like, do I have to be objectified all the time? I mean, not that I mean like this hot. You know,
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I'm just a pair of tits walking around. It doesn't matter, you know? Like, I almost felt like what a man must feel like when I was in a hijab. Like, I'm just free.
Like a person.
Invisible.
See, men would like to feel like you do being an object.
Yes, it's interesting.
And so then when they make you an object, they assume it's okay because that's what they would want if they're in the best possible world. But it never happens to them.
Yeah, unless you're a super hot guy. Like, you're Johnny Depp and you've been...
Right.
Well, no, you're objectified a lot.
Who?
You just don't know it. You. Women... love you. Every time I meet a woman, they're like, oh my God, they had a doctor who's so hot. I've loved Dr. Who for so long.
They don't have that kind of directedness then. They don't let you know about it the way men do.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Like, that's what the difference is. We can control our impulse.
It's not even about controlling. You like being sneaky and internal and have secret feelings. We go out with everything, right?
I do like being sneaky and internal. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You guys are like, I like hot thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Push button again.
Make it go. Hard on.
Oh.
I'd come now. And the cum isn't pee. We learned that last week.
We did from the nuns.
You can't.
Wait, I want to take
pee.
A quick call to make sure I don't lose this one. I have to find out what's going on here before we do our RPC.
Okay.
Firecloud, what's going on there?
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Jeans. Hey, Mommy Jeans.
Mommy Jeans, Dr. Jeans. Yeah.
I like that.
I do too.
Dr. Jeans.
Yeah. So I have a pretty interesting question. It's been on my mind for a while, and I know you're the only one qualified to answer it, Dr. Drew. You ready?
I'm ready, man.
Okay. So do you know what sounding is?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. It's just Christina didn't know until I alerted her to that and jelking and other good things. But go ahead. Yes, sir. Fire cloud.
Yeah. There was this porn video I was watching, perusing, and I saw this lady inserted it in this gentleman, and it was a 0.5 centimeter in diameter and 6 centimeter in length.
Ooh.
A little glass sounding
device.
Like a little, a little device.
Yeah.
But it's just a little piece of material. It's nothing really. But
How long was it?
6 centimeters.
No, no, that's I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. 6 centimeters. Yeah, yeah.
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 So the thing is, while they were playing with it, it got lost within his urethra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part of it is that this gentleman was still able to come even though it was lost in there. And nowhere throughout the video was it take it out again. So I wanted to ask you, like, what are the logistics of that?
Mm.
Is that possible? Is that unhealthy?
Yeah, yeah. So let's go down the through the issues.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
Is Farcloud a Native American sort of term by a name? Farcloud?
It's just a username.
Just a
username.
Okay, okay. No cultural appropriation by Farcloud.
I wish I was Native American like my ancestors, but yeah.
So you are Native American.
Well, I mean, I'm Mexican, so like it kind of trickles down.
Yes, Native.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
I do. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Okay, so North American Indian, we would call that more. So
yeah, North American.
Sounding is taking a usually metal or glass instrument and sticking it down the urethra. It's you can get
so
the
upsetting.
Show the sounding
it's
devices
so
up
upsetting.
There. People, it's very hard to get your head around, but people will ejaculate with a sounding device in. So there they are. They're usually metal
right.
like that. So the idea of something in the urethra and men having an orgasm, it's possible. Now the fact that they sent it down the urethra and then lost it within the urethra makes sense to me that he could still have an orgasm. So that's no different than if you're holding it from the outside or whether it's completely internalized. But you now have a problem with a foreign body that may have gotten all the way to the bladder. I mean, it's hard to get things to the bladder because the show me the prostatic urethra.
Oh, fuck. Can we just take 10 steps back? Like, bro, what gives you, like, do you do this to yourself too?
No, he watched the video.
He watches it. Yeah, but he likes the idea
no,
of it.
No, I'm terrified of this. I'm very normie when it comes to any sexual stuff.
Give
like,
the cross-section
I just
of the body.
I like to see what's out there.
Okay, but
I like to explore.
I know, me too. But like, what do men get? Is there nerve endings that give pleasure
yes,
in their pee hole?
Yeah, sort
of. Have you ever had a catheter in? It fucking sucks. Like,
so,
why do they
so
want
let me
this?
Show you something. So they
so
you Fireclad, you don't get to see this diagram, but they sent the tube up the penile urethra. See how that kind of, and then it kind of takes a turn, and then it takes another turn. Right, you see that?
Yeah.
So for it to go all the way up through the prostate, pretty tough to do. You'd have to literally pull all the junk down to the middle of your perineum.
Oh, for fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
I got it. Well, how are they going to get this thing out of the
urethra? Well, that's
the
point. So
how
it didn't
get
all the way to the bladder or anything like that. So it's going to be probably in the penile urethra. And you could sort of jelk it out.
Oh, stop. So you jelk it out?
Well, you could sort of...
Just jelk it out.
Ew.
You milk it. Ew.
Jelk it out.
Ew. Wait, but you
that's
can't get
nothing better than making you almost throw
would
up.
You
but you can't get it.
Firecloud, well done. You made Christina almost throw up. You really did a nice job for us today.
Yes, but I had a good question.
But the other, if it doesn't come out through, so you're sort of going to have to... You know,
yeah, push it, yeah. Push on your peener. And get it out.
Somebody's gonna have to go in with some sort of device and pull it out. And you can get your
surgical procedure. We're talking,
yeah, we are. And people are gonna have to, I mean, you can get urethral strictures and infections.
Hey,
and
it's
all
a fucking bad idea.
It's a fucking bad idea. Thank you for that.
Can you discourage people from doing it, please?
I'm trusting our conversation here will do so.
No, I think you have to stop putting stuff in your dick hole. It doesn't go there.
See, when somebody like me becomes authoritarian, they rebel.
They don't like that?
No,
well, I'll tell you, stop putting stuff in your dick hole.
Christina can say it, and or we can... My strategy is always to like get good callers like Firecloud or people who've had misadventures themselves so they can talk about the consequences.
Sure.
So it's not me in the white coat going, hey, man, don't do that.
Yeah, you're smarter that way. You're more sensitive and attuned to feelings.
It's just,
remember,
I know,
apropos our discussion at the top of the show, I don't have that sensitivity.
You do. You don't have any feelings. That's different. That we were talking about psychopaths. What we were talking about, and
See, now, because I was wondering why you wanted me to watch Killing Eve so badly.
Yeah, yeah.
You were like, "Oh, Villanelle," and she does this and that. And then I'm watching I'm like, "This woman is my soulmate."
Yes.
I get this when she's at the museum and she's like, "Fucking boring." I'm like,
"Right,
yep,
right."
I get it.
That's why when I was telling you I listened to Beethoven, and you're like, "What the fuck is this shit?"
I didn't
can't listen to this stuff. Too boring.
Boring.
Yeah, see, you need stimulation.
A lot of
again,
it.
Again, married the right guy.
I know. That's why I'm depressed. I haven't done stand-up. I have to get my
right.
wild oats.
Right.
Fuck.
So Stay in therapy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. I believe I am ready? I believe I'm ready.
Fuck, man. You're not. You think
well, I'm
you
looking
are.
At the I'm looking at the board here, and I'm thinking I'm going to clear my palate with Fed Smoker traffic stop.
Really? Okay.
Won't
okay,
that clear
okay.
me up after seeing RPC? It'll bring me out of the
nope.
RPC.
Nope. Because nothing will clear your palate.
Oh,
RPC.
Shit.
There's going to be. I think we're going to be on RPC for a minute.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
We go.
So this is a
now. Let's let me start with. Let me go speak directly to Robert. Peace and love, my friend. Peace and love.
Peace and
Thank
love.
Thank you for letting me visit your home. It was lovely. I had a nice time with you. We have genuine concerns about you, and during the pandemic, we were worrying. And peace and love. Peace and love. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I understand he made up to me too. He said I'm okay now.
Oh, good.
Somebody
good.
Told me that. Did Dom, you tell me that?
Someone told me that. Sure, sure. Yeah, he's cool with you now.
Okay. Here's the thing. If we didn't today. Have to social distance, I would ask to hold your hand through this, like physical
oh my God.
Touch. Just you'll see.
I
it's
watched
upsetting.
Poutine.
Yeah, but Poutine's nothing.
And you didn't. Poutine's nothing.
Well, Norm, because you know that Norm is a happy-go-lucky.
And you
fun
didn't
guy.
Ask me to. Hold your hand during poutine. No. That was troubling.
Because I imagined he was eating chili, remember?
I saw him eating shit, though.
I used my imagination.
What am I going to have to imagine here?
Come with me.
All right. So, Drew, so this is kind
you
of a journey.
Of urination. Put things in
was
your
pee. Was he
going to
pee in his
hole?
Mouth or something?
So this is kind of a journey between three different types of content. So, first thing we're going to watch is his announcement video that he posted on his Twitter account, on his Instagram, of him announcing his OnlyFans.
His OnlyFans. Why is it called Fans Only?
I agree. It's grammatically incorrect.
But he calls it OnlyFans.
No, the site calls it okay. Only. It's OnlyFans. A whole site. And okay. I agree. It's grammatically incorrect. Yes, it's yes. Fans
yep.
Only.
Yep. Just
it makes me crazy.
Just
Christina,
grammar police,
Dr. Drew, and RPC call it Fans Only.
Because well, we're good. Because he is a smart man, which he's announced
thank
before.
You.
He's let us know about that.
All right, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, try it out.
try it out.
Hi, welcome to Lucifer's Lair. I'm your hot host, Robert Pug.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
Wow, you couldn't even last 3 seconds.
No. I know what room he's in. I know that room. But I must tell you, there's a bird cage over his right shoulder. And what's going on with the birds right now?
What is?
And what I find fascinating is he is drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
That's the only room with a window that opens, too.
Wow.
It could be the other room. It could be the costume room.
Oh, could it be the family room?
Yeah, it could be the
foyer.
So I want to set the scene.
Yeah.
I've seen that necklace. I saw where he keeps it.
Yeah.
Is the hat? Oh, he's got a hat on or something?
Yeah, it's a cop hat. Oh, no, that's just a cap.
So
no.
It might be the. I might be wrong. It might be the costume room. The costume room, though. Let me orient myself. There's like a werewolf in one corner of the costume room. So keep an eye out for that.
Now, okay. Before we progress, okay. His physique.
I know.
No, but what is it? Is it
he
alcohol?
Makes me.
He
no,
drinks?
No, 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 no,
no.
That's just him. Mm-hmm. And I worry about COVID for guys
I
like
do too.
That.
Yes.
So I'm extra worried about him now. So.
Okay. Well.
Tom and Josh. Yeah. Hey, Tom. Josh, yeah, come on over. Try it out, baby. Smoke and stroke. Yeah, bring your friends. Let's get wild. Let's be some wild male motherfuckers, you man. Black, Latino, all motherfuckers out there. And follow me only at Fans Only.
Is he masturbating?
Robert should probably pour champagne, man.
Yeah, oh. Drew, I just want you to know, and everything that you're going to see, his dick was out, and he is actively masturbating, and we had to edit that
so
out.
You, thank you for doing so.
You're welcome.
Okay, so...
Now, here's the weird thing, Drew.
The weird thing? Please, what is the weird thing about
this? The weird thing is that I'm actually really happy for him when he...
Gets his partner?
Yeah. No, like that he's... But he's having fun right now. Like it doesn't bother me to watch him.
You gotta remember his.
I don't know
not
why.
Anymore. It doesn't. I'm so desensitized to everything with him. But you remember his goal is to give other people a good time.
Yeah, and he is giving me a good time, and I love
not
him.
Not me, but he's given some gentleman evidently a good time. He wouldn't keep doing this if there weren't fans.
Yeah, and I've joined his OnlyFans, and I'm in it,
you
and
did.
I love it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, follow me only at Fans. Best fans at Robert Champagne, man. Yeah, look, man. Yeah, Tom, just come on, man.
Oh, he doesn't have pubic hair. He doesn't have pubic hair.
I can't see that. But did he? My eyes couldn't go there.
So. He doesn't have pubes.
So he shaves them off.
Yeah. What is his chest?
Could have Addison's disease because you know. I think, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Which call? Yeah, it's Fuckahua, man. Man, yeah. So to say, Tom, Josh. Yeah, yeah. Your mom's house dudes out there who want to fuck you, man. Or you guys out there hot motherfuckers.
Mom's house dudes? Your mom's house dudes?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He knows, he respects his audience. He knows who he's targeting. And he's getting savvy. Dude, he created this. He did this. He's doing this.
It's your fans.
Yeah, but there's some of them's gonna want, somebody's gonna want to fuck him. You know what I mean? Somebody in the
now,
world.
Do they go to his house, or do they just get?
So OnlyFans.
They gather with him online or something.
So OnlyFans is like an account where like you provide content specifically for people that subscribe you. You pay a certain amount to get in.
But try it out. Does he want you to try it out on the web, or does he want you to try it out and come show up?
I think he still wants you to show up. Ooh. But he'll settle for you paying to see him masturbate
every
now and
then. How come people that show up don't have issues with the environment of care, as they say?
What, the environment of care? Meaning his environment?
Yes. But does they show up to?
Do people show up?
That's my question.
That's good.
That's
take
what I was
back.
Asking. Yeah. So here we go.
Possession of blue collar street trash. Motherfuckers want to use this fucking goddamn cocksucking motherfucking faggot, man.
It's so intense. He throws it all out there. Oh.
What is that? Oh, Jesus. Woof. Woof. What's he doing?
Woof. He's woofing.
Digging my neck. Yeah, put my titties, man. Oh. Woof, 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 woof.
So, Drew, we can't show the people this. Can you describe what you're seeing Robert do?
No.
You're fucking shitting me, man. Put my titties here. Yeah, that, huh? He's some fucking white dick, man. Some powerful dick, man. Suck it, motherfucker. Suck it. Yeah. Look at that, man.
RPC is charismatic. He's engaged. Mm-hmm. He's enchanting. I'm
I would say more enrapturing than enchanting.
Yes.
I'm enraptured.
Same. And like, why are we so into him?
I'm coming, man. Oh, baby. Oh, motherfuckers, man. Oh.
So that's the trailer. That's just the trailer.
No.
You're not even in. No. You're not even into the real content.
No.
Now, Drew, do you want to get a taste of what his content is
like? Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Do you need a moment to regroup?
Rape me, fuck me, and do great scene, man. And we can shoot it on and we can fun me in.
But you're not watching. You gotta open your eyes.
No,
do you want
I can't.
Me?
I'm on a roller coaster of some type, but I'm afraid to look.
Do you need toothpicks in your
charity,
eyes?
Man. Yeah, for charity, man.
He's jerking off. He's jerking off
for
the same
charity.
Time.
Yeah, he said that you could rape him for charity.
Oh, okay,
and
course.
He's masturbating as he's saying all this stuff.
No, of course. Quite a skill.
Rape me, fuck me, and do great scene, man. And we can shoot it on and we can fund me in.
What's he holding
and
there?
And get for charity,
he's
man.
He's reading his script.
Yeah, for
script.
Charity, man. Get to charity, man. Fuck, man. Use and abuse me. I'm going to get to fucking charity. You like that, man? Use and fucking charity, man.
Fucking
yeah,
charity,
yeah.
Man.
The virus, you're the virus in that, man. Let me know.
What? He wants the virus?
I think he wants the virus to rape him. Is that right, Nadav?
It's a little hard to pick up what he's throwing down, but I think that's as close. I think that's probably what he's trying to express.
I told you. You weren't even ready for this shit.
I don't think you could. I don't think. No.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a
so
way
he
I could
fund
be ready.
Me. I need 2 BBCs, a 4 BBCs to come over, a 23.
Big black cocks.
So here's what keeps going through my head. What goes through my head, listen to this.
Yeah.
Is him telling me about how he learned all this stuff.
Yeah.
In the Chaps clubs of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like 19 or 18 or 16.
Mm-hmm. Young, saying, 16, yeah. I believe.
And somebody taught him that this was like a really cool guy attitude.
Yeah. Well, Norm Summerton as well started in that community BDSM around 15 years old.
See, that freaks me out.
It should, because it's kind of early to really be into a scene.
And so a bunch of adult males indoctrinated this kid.
Yeah.
And now we have this.
We have the, I, you know what? I don't like your tone. We have this. You went down. You should go, we have this. This. Yeah. What are you and, doing? And celebrate it. Oh, oh this, here we go. This is the finale.
Come.
It's so open your eyes. You got to watch, girl. He's doing it for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Ooh.
There you go. Oh. There you go. Oh. There you go.
Oh. 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 Oh, baby. Here, come can't see, motherfucker, man. Yeah, you want to fuck, huh?
Now, Drew, here's something interesting, is that RPC seems to lack a refractory period.
Come again. Come.
That was a little video magic.
All right. Come on, baby.
Time for you to go home. Wait, man.
Give us a minute, Adolf. We need a moment. It's so heavy, right? It's so much. It's so heavy. How come, Drew? How come?
Don't use that word.
I know. Sorry. Why? Wait, but why is he so horny? And how old do you think he is? Like, how old is RPC?
It's not helping me.
But, like, why is he so sexed up? And he's, like, he's an older gent, no? Like, doesn't that wane a bit?
Reminds me a little of Ronnie from the Stern Show. It's all that 70s hypersexual.
And the no refractory period.
I think that's a little video magic or acting. Okay. That's what I'm guessing.
All right. Well, we got some stuff that's not movie magic.
Well, hold on. Have you ever had an orgasm that powerful that Robert Paul
Right.
Champagne?
Right. He's really like, good for him. Maybe when I was 17. It's like,
he's really showing.
And
you.
He's probably, what do you think, 55?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. 55, and good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah, obviously. And, yeah.
But when you have sexual trauma as a kid, it jacks you up the rest of your life.
Right, you're hypersexual.
It sort of sets the engine at a high pitch.
Right, because you're overstimulated.
Yeah.
So that orgasm, do you think that's because he's being watched and that's just his diet? Like, that's what excites him, the video part. Yeah. So he's extra.
Yeah.
I like to, yeah.
And he's acting a little bit, too.
He's acting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character, he says. He would say. Right. I think I can speak on his behalf now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay. But there's more.
Hey, of course there's more.
Oh yeah, so
you're not even...
Here's where we want your medical expertise.
I'm not even what? Tell me. So I need to be able to prepare. Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is kind of like the...
I need a trash can just in case.
You actually might need it for this
one. Oh, no.
It's all right. We'll run it out. We'll run it out.
Are you really?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay, one
second. Do you need to breathe?
No.
Don't you puke. You know
I thought you were going to help me.
I've got the emetophobia thing. God damn it. Don't bring out.
Just right in case. Just in case I get triggered.
I don't like the puking. Okay, all right.
I don't like it either.
Well, you don't like a guy masturbating? What's wrong with you? Are you?
There's something.
Masturphobia?
No. There's something. He is. Let's keep going.
Okay, you can do this, Drew.
I don't want to speak disparagingly of my friend Robert Paul Champagne.
I know.
But he is engaged in activity that triggers a little bit of feeling.
Okay.
The over-the-topness is a little tough to watch.
This is why I wanted to hold your hand. And your
I want to come now. I thought
he already did this.
Right, well, he's doing it again. This is OnlyFans.
Maybe I'll get used to it.
So this is what we want you to weigh in on, Drew.
Uh-oh,
have you ever seen a consistency like this?
Oh, no.
Is that normal?
I can't really tell. Seems a little thick. Yeah? Especially with the guy that's cleaning his pipe so often. Right? So I'm wondering...
Does he need to drink more water?
See, that might trigger my nausea.
Yeah,
see
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure,
it's
sure,
not
sure.
just him. It's his secretions and things that are a little tough to swallow, literally.
And it's got it so thick.
Yeah, it's a little thick.
It must be very pungent because I mentioned...
Oh, stop it.
His diet's probably not clean.
Probably not the cleanest.
He's not on a ketogenic
diet.
I've
seen what's in his kitchen.
What is he eating?
Hostess cakes. Yeah, like the wrapped cakes. Lots of them, piles of them.
He needs some better... Yeah.
And thus the body habitus, as we say. So I worry about a potential for diabetes. Even he looks disgusted on his face. Look, he looks disgusted. See that? That's disgust on RPC's face.
He's not. He likes.
See, look at. He's like, look. He said, look. He said, look. He's right. He's disgusted with himself. He said, ugh. Do that again.
No, no, don't do that again. Wait,
what
he says, ugh.
I want to hear the ugh again. All right. Okay, Robert, you got it.
He's so dramatic already. What the deed? Yeah, yeah, you're right. So it's a simultaneously the disgust with him. That's what gets him off is his self disgust. So you did a little unhealthy load. It's a little chunky,
a little thick. A little thick.
Yeah, and sorry, what was that due to the poor diet?
No. I'm just wondering how he's masturbating all the time. How it stays there. Usually it thins out as you move along.
Right.
I imagine maybe these are on different days, huh?
I don't know. I mean, it looks a little oatmeal-y. It's a very chunky load. Show us the stairwell one. Do you have that one?
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
I just thought this one was really, really interesting. Oh, this is a Christmas. Oh, this one's neat. Just imagine this. Imagine this. You're living at 2395 Wagner Houses, and you're trying to take the trash out, and you go in the stairwell. And you see this in the stairwell.
In the hallway.
Yeah, you're in the hallway and you see this.
Oh, I've been in the hallway. Oh Jesus, what's he doing? And he complains about the neighbors to the right. He complains about them. He blames everything on the neighbors. What if they open the door? You think they're gonna be happy with him then? Right? You've heard him complain about the neighbors with the
he's so my favorite is he goes Drew here's there he goes oh I've been in that hallway like first is his horror that he had and what about the neighbors
no like, it's the neighbors he's fighting with all the time no wonder he's fighting with the neighbors they open their door they're like heart attack
but I like that your concerns are like rational human concerns.
That's his living environment. That's the environment that brought us COVID, by the way. I'm telling you. Those hallways and those elevators, that's where COVID comes from.
I know. But it's so alarming that he doesn't have those concerns that you do. You're like, what about the neighbors? Gosh.
Oh, no.
Whoa. The sound in that room. The acoustics are lovely.
I know. It's like a shower. But it's about a foot and a half across. I mean, that's what you're seeing there is the total diameter of the hallway. He barely fits in that hallway.
That's what I was going to say.
You disgust me. I'm disgusted.
Do you think he's sweaty? Is he sweaty or is he misting or oiling?
No, that's sweat. That's sweat. It's summertime now. It's hot.
I forgot in New York, yeah. I told you. It's not an easy topic. It's not easy.
RPC... I like the way we've violated his delicate sensibilities by talking about him. Think about that.
No, he wants us to. He was
angry with us, remember? Because we didn't understand he was an educated, smart gentleman.
Here's the deal.
I do appreciate.
We're actually advertising his OnlyFans, which is onlyfans.com, and you search for Robert Paul Champagne, right?
Robert Champagne.
So, you know, yes, Robert, I apologize. We are talking about you, but I want to help you plug your OnlyFans. And I think it's important that we plug it for him. Will you be retweeting the link?
Of course. As soon as I get out of here. I'm just thinking, again, I'm throwing back to when I first met you guys on YMH.
Sure.
How you were so coy and so careful with my sensibilities. And now here you are fucking torturing me.
I know.
It's fantastic. Congratulations.
We've only just begun.
Evidently.
How far we've come in
our relationship. This relationship has come miles in a very short period of time. I'm glad you're proud of yourself.
Yeah. Well, this is what I've learned. You just got to slowly unravel. You can't just put
Villanelle.
It all out.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to move the trash can away so I feel no urge to throw up.
In all your years as a medical professional, was that the most...
I've seen horrible things. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the most... It had more than disturbing. It had a little bit of shock.
Yeah.
A little shocking.
Yeah. Had you not felt that way before?
Yeah, every time I visit YMH. And every time you present things to me that... I mean, let me clear my palate with a little Fed Smoker. Because he was also kind of shocking, but I understand drug addicts better.
Okay. You feel familiar in this territory.
Yeah. I miss my Fed Smoker. Am I done with the Fans Only page? We have to come back to that sometime.
No, you're done with it.
You're done. You did your time.
Thank you.
Although I would like to ask, how do I make my white that thick and shade?
Hold off on any emissions for as long as you can, and you will get tapioca pudding.
Really? I didn't know that.
Kind of.
How long?
Some guys. As long as you can.
A month? That's too much.
They won't make it. A couple weeks.
How long can a guy go without making
white? They can go for a long time, but then they'll stop producing stuff, and their testosterone will kind of fall down a little bit and stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Here we go.
You're speeding, Americans. Remember him? Remember this guy speeding? We'll have to pull his ass over.
Oh, he's pulling someone over? Oh. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Hi.
Is there a cop?
Can you tell me the speed limit out here, my dear brother?
Well, it's marked on the signs.
60.
Well, it's variable.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's right here. It's typically 60.
It's not
Yeah.
So, hold on.
Oh. You know what's happening right now? I must tell you something. I'm having a little bit of a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Fed Smoker triggered it. Thinking about the inside of his car, I suddenly smelled RPC's home.
Oh.
I suddenly had a flashback into that smell, and it made the RPC material more difficult to think about.
Right, and you're still on our, you're still there.
The smell brought me.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good, and I'm imagining Fed Smoker's car was not far off from that. So here we go.
Well, I thought you was a cop for a minute. Are you a cop?
No, I'm not. Oh,
I clipped you in and going like 75.
You what?
I clipped you in and going, I'm not a cop. I was filming you do about 70, 75.
You know what?
Yeah.
No.
So Fed Smoker is pretending to be a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling people over for speeding. He said, you're doing 75, but the speed limit's, what, 65? So even that's like not.
How did he get the guy to pull over is what I don't know.
He's got that car with like the bullshit on there. It's kind of like if you look at his car, it's outfitted with like police stuff.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, he could have flashed his lights at him or something.
Holy
crap. Well, you know you can buy cop cars at auction.
I have
a cousin that did that.
Of course you do. All right, so where does this go?
Am I allowed to do 70 out here?
Yeah, I'm not a police officer. I'm not going to tell you what you can or can't do.
Okay.
But I can tell you that if you want to be driving while you're filming, that's against the law.
Our car's got dash cams all over it. I wasn't filming when I was driving. It's filming us right now.
Oh, God.
I drive this.
Well, he's got lights on his car. That's why it attracted the Fed Smoker.
I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, can I have it?
Now,
what's interesting is he's not super high at this point.
Really?
He's methed out, but he's not super high in meth right now. You notice because he's like, really? Can't? Oh, he would have been like, he would have all up in his face if he had been high the way he normally is.
So what you're saying is, this is a chill. This is a
Fed Smoker between dosing.
Wow. Mm. So that would be the equivalent of him sleeping, like if that ever happens.
Yeah, if that ever happened. But this is just him a little, you know, he's going to go back in his car and feather and light up a little pipe too, I suspect.
Fast as you was going, the lady behind me was, I had to slow down.
See,
I
was kind of slowed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Driving reckless too, okay? I'm like a mouse on these roads, okay?
I understood. You told me that the first time.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
See? And then he goes.
Hey, he's almost like a sane person.
He's not up in his face the way he would get to be and trying to evoke something as he usually does.
You know where the nearest restroom might be? Oh, you're filming the car. Yeah. I'll get you stuff here, too. What, do you think I'm the bad guy now?
No, I don't think you're a bad guy.
I think you're a speeder, brother, and you better slow it down if you want
to
keep your job,
okay? See, he's not
I'm a retired state CI double agent. You know what that is? Means I'm always on record, brother. And you were in the wrong, okay? The wrong.
Oh, boy.
So you slow this motherfucker down, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to be pushing a pencil or something in my spec? Okay. Or working at Burger King where you probably used to work before you got this fucking job, okay? You remember working at Burger King? You sure do.
Like he's looking at
Thank you.
And he's out. And he's done.
When's the last time you ate at Burger King?
Been a while.
Right?
But, you just think about the fact that this poor guy has died of his addiction.
No.
That is meth addiction, full on.
Yeah, meth is not one you, I mean, heroin, meth, you don't really, I mean, you can come back. It's so hard, though.
It's hard. Meth, man, it's because they're so screwed up like that, even when they're not using. Mm. Right, he's probably not on meth right at this moment, but he's still psychotic.
The brain is so affected. Yeah. Is that what that is? Mm-hmm.
And they just can't. They can't have insight. They can't engage in treatment. They can't sit still. They can't do anything. And they just keep going back, going back, going back. And then when they stop, they literally feel like their very self is dissolving, like dying. They feel this intense emptiness and lack of, it's just a very difficult feeling. Mm-hmm. And they just keep going back to it, keep going back to it.
How do you, then how do you treat a meth patient? You give them.
They've got to be super motivated. They got to medicate them a bit, and you got to have a way to structure their, you know, keep them in for a couple of months, get them to clear a little bit.
Before you can even probably do the emotional
anything.
Work, right?
You can't do anything.
A couple months of just doing meth.
Just getting up, brushing your teeth, going to a meeting, trying to be present with people and stuff.
Yeah. Jesus, yeah, I didn't realize.
It's very rough. I need a TikTok. I'm depressed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. That was too much. TikTok-y. For you.
Oh, we can do a voice message too. Is that any good? Let's do a voice message.
Yeah,
let's do a
voicemail. That's smart. Okay. Yeah, good.
Make me feel productive.
There you go. There you go. We're helping. We're helpers. All right. Okay.
Hi, Dr. Drew. This is Scott. Sometimes whenever I haven't made white in a few days, the next time I do, my dick whistles as I ejaculate. Can you tell me what's going on there?
It doesn't.
Keep bothering it.
It doesn't.
Lies. Hey, even I can smell a phony phone call now.
Good.
My dick whistles.
Next.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name is Chill. I'm a huge fan. Love Christina. Love Tom. Oh, my God. So my question is, I just sit here and listen to you guys talk about, you know, all these problems wrong with everyone. Does everyone have a problem? Like, should I go to my doctor and just, like, have them test everything, you know? Or am I normal?
I love
you. Yeah, just thinking a lot. All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, she sounds young enough that she doesn't have to worry about these things. But she should make sure all her vaccines are up to date and that she has a proper mammogram if that's appropriate, and maybe cancer screening genetics, you know, color.com, and get a pap smear and make sure you don't have any HPV and that kind of thing. So yeah, there's stuff to be done, health maintenance.
Yeah, go get a physical.
But you don't have to obsess about it. And from a mental health standpoint, she sounds pretty chill.
She sounds chill as F and very sexual.
Well, that worries me always when somebody's seductive across a phone line, right? I mean, that's like Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yeah.
And she was severely sexually abused. Severely.
Right? I know.
I don't know about chill, though. Chill might just be chill.
She's just chill.
Yeah. Next.
Hi, my name is Brian. My fiance has had trouble with her birth control for about a couple of months. She ended up having to start the birth control patch late because she didn't receive it early enough. And for a couple months, she's had her period for 2 weeks at a time. And she's just curious if that's any concern.
All right, So she needs to call her doctor. She may not be in the right dosing with those patches. Because she missed she missed some time. You have to get through that month and get to the next month before she's actually covered for contraception. Mm. So you have to use a condom during that first month, typically.
Yeah, it just means you're on the wrong dosage of hormones.
Usually the wrong dosage, but because she missed things and got things off, she may have just sent herself off for a while.
Reset it.
Yeah, doctors talk about that. One more.
Hey, Dr. Drew, this is Alex. So I'm taking clozapine right now for my anxiety and depression because exactly like some of the other people that are on the show, we suffer from generalized anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the effects from that overall, because I've heard from many doctors, it causes a bunch of psychological problems. I'm kind of worried about that, but also I think that I'm in such a low dose. I'm at a 0.5 milligram that I feel like I can do this for a while. Anyway, I would like to hear that on the show. Thank you so much. Right. Keep it high and tight. Love you.
Thank you, Gary. Actually, good question, Brian. 0.5 milligrams a day is really not a big deal at all. You could start to have some escalated anxiety during the day as it wears off, but it's a pretty long-acting drug, so you're usually pretty good. And when it does come time to stop, you might have a little difficulty. You have to taper it slowly. You might have to take some Neurontin or something to help you with sleep and some daytime withdrawal symptoms. But at 0.5 milligrams, you're not going to have much. You're certainly not going to get addicted. So I would say work with your doctor and just, you know, this is a reasonable plan for your generalized anxiety disorder.
Mm.
You took what for
PAD? Lexapro. For generalized.
Right,
I have to say, though, some of my behaviors of having anxiety are really good. Like, it makes me efficient. It made me a successful stand-up comedian.
It's more the OCD.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And so OCD and anxiety can go together, right?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And so the OCD, which is troubling thoughts and compulsiveness and stuff, is really good for getting things done.
Yeah, if you channel it into the right places. I'm channeling it into diet and exercise right now.
Good.
I'm going to get into fucking great shape.
mine has collapsed into RPC's apartment, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm having a panic attack.
You're feeling it now? You're still there? You're still there? Yeah.
A bit.
Let's do something
and
different.
And I don't even know why I'm upset. Again, you know what it is? I'm just upset so much these days.
Yeah.
That it's easy to get me kind of off kilter. And so I'm off kilter right now.
What makes you happy? What do you do?
Robert made me unhappy today.
I know.
Makes me happy. Work makes me happy. Being productive makes me happy. My wife and kids make me happy.
Yeah.
Running makes me happy. There's stuff I can do to be somewhat happy. But it's just when I come away, I'm always like, the world is challenging right now.
It really is. It's so hard to stay sane. All I do is stay focused on my little kingdom, my children.
That's a very smart way to go.
Man, I can't control anything else right now.
I know. That's true.
It's so hard.
But again, you and I have had some trauma, and so the powerlessness of bothers us.
So much. Mm-hmm. So much. Should we start taking pot? Can we smoke pot?
Can we start taking pot?
Let's do drugs.
Smoking weed, not using pot.
I know. I'm joking. I'm not good at pot. Are you good at taking
No,
weed?
It makes my panic worse.
Me too. Yeah. I wish it were.
I know. I wish it were good. It'd be fun to be able to take something that makes you feel better.
I know. Do you take
I'm such a lightweight. Alcohol screws me up too.
I know.
I'm a lightweight. You lightweight too?
Yeah. I drink 2 glasses of white wine and
so
I'm
so un-Hungarian
ripped.
Of you. It's so un
I know.
That's weird.
I know. No, I'm not a drinker. I drink 2 glasses of wine and I'm passed out.
Yeah, me too. I get kind of tired.
Yeah.
Speaking of tired, I think I'm exhausted.
Go lay down.
I think RPC burned me out. And Fed Smoker did not clear my palate.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Is there a TikTok?
We need to go out on a high.
Yeah,
now.
I need to go out better than
come
this.
Come on.
TikTok.
Come on. Let's find a good happy talk. There's got to be one.
No. Ooh.
Oh, this guy's good. I like this one.
Dad, do you think I'm ugly?
No, you're not ugly. You're just retarded.
Okay, yes, I'm better
right?
now. I'm better.
Foreign parents will always set you straight.
Yeah, they just like, what are you being silly for? Let me tell you what's really going
on. Yeah, can we do it again? Yeah. Do you ever talk to your children like that?
No. God, no. But maybe that's where I missed out.
Dad, do you think I'm ugly?
No, you're not ugly. You're just retarded.
She laughed.
Yeah, because when you grow up with parents that say crazy shit to you, it's funny.
Yeah,
like you're resilient to
it. Career in comedy.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I needed to
take it off tattoos.
So I'm getting it removed by Invisible Ink Tattoo Removers in Carmel, Indiana. And then to add on to the dysphoria situation, I am not too proud to admit that sometimes people do things in haste, and I was in a different mindset when I did this tattoo. I don't hate it per se. It's just doesn't fit with what I'm doing further in life. And
so,
you know,
so the guy who's getting the tattoo removal is narrating his tattoo removal. Doesn't sound like what I would expect him to sound like.
No. And I've sent you this gentleman before. He's got his eyeballs tattooed and I believe his tongue is bifurcated as well. Is that the right word? Bifurcation to cut in half. Yeah. It's a lot. There's so much going on with him
and
his appearance.
And it's all being taken off.
Is that even possible, really, when it's solid black shading?
Well,
like
look,
that?
It's looking pretty good there, right?
Well, that's before it heals and scabs.
These things don't really, the removals don't really scab up that much.
Oh.
Usually it gets better with time, too.
Oh, so then?
That's looking pretty good to me.
Cool.
Yeah, he may have to have
it do over again. I was able to transition years ago, or more than 8. I wouldn't have done it, obviously.
Transition?
I don't know. I think some gender stuff going on.
Or maybe he's like transitioning into a zombie or something, or vampire or something else.
I don't know.
Well, good for him. Let's. I would love to see more. What's going on with his nose? Oh, I see. It's a huge plug in his nose.
Yeah, there used
you
to be.
You see all this light coming in there through his nostril? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
There?
So there used to be a plug in there, and
well,
he took out.
That you cannot heal.
No.
That is done.
Can you sew it up? Can you have like
no,
a surgeon?
No, that's done.
Really?
I don't see how you could possibly heal that up.
Gosh, I'm glad I never
got
it.
Give me one more.
That.
I need a little more palate cleanse.
Clean it
a
up. Sorbet.
Okay.
Sorbet.
Sorbet, baby. Ooh.
Fuck you, burn in hell.
Oh. Is that a little app? Let's do
filter.
That with your eyes? Filter.
It's a fun little filter. He was just angry that day.
And were those his teeth? Look at that tooth
sure.
that's missing.
Sure.
That was ripped out. You
really?
See how the gum's all torn
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Yeah. Ripped out.
Yeah,
eh?
Like somebody like really tore it out.
Oh my!
Did you ever see the one the Jackass where they yeah. had the tooth attached to the back of a car, like
no,
a race car,
remember.
And
it's
they pulled
so long.
And it yanked his tooth out and tore his skull. They had to repair the yeah.
Who did it, Steve-O?
I forget. No. It was one of the other guys.
Oh, Jeff, I love those guys or... so much. I love them for entertaining us.
Like, I know.
That was such a funny show. I love.
And
the
they were. I'm good friends with Steve, and yeah. he. They were in the middle of filming when the COVID thing hit.
Oh.
And he said, and he is not prone to hyperbole, that this is the craziest season ever and the best.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so it should be good. And when Steve says that, I like gets my attention.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, I worry about you. You know, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Careful.
He was on your mom's house a while ago. He's really intelligent.
Oh my God, yes.
And
oh yeah.
Really interesting and
oh,
just
yeah.
very perceptive. And I really enjoyed talking with him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He's an exceptional human being.
Yeah, and you would not. You just don't know that side to them because they're usually lighting their nuts on fire.
Yeah,
doing,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't get to know them
right.
that well.
I guess
I've
known him long enough to even think about that. But
yeah.
he, when he was using, I used to get on him a little bit. And he, remember that famous episode where he attacked Adam Carolla on his talk show and broke a table and stuff.
Oh no!
And it was all no big deal for Adam, but
yeah.
for Steve, it was a moment. And I was backstage with him that episode because they had to have people like wrangling him because he was so far gone. And they asked me to come by and talk to him. And he goes, hey, man, hey, dude. He goes, yeah. Look, he goes, stop it. When I decide I'm going to get sober, I will go all the way. He goes, you're not going to have to tell me again and again. When it comes time, I will do it. That doesn't happen very often.
Right.
Usually it's three or four times at bat before you kind of get it.
He had a feeling.
God damn it. First treatment. He stayed in treatment for 2 years.
Wow.
Because that's what he needed.
Yeah.
He did a couple weeks at the hospital, then a month in another hospital, and then a month in a residential, and then sober living for over a year and a half.
Good for him.
And he is, oh my God,
what a guy. He was so self-destructive. I mean, it is entertaining.
It was beyond. it was really bad. And I've told this story many, many times. When we were all on this email chain where he was increasingly manic and psychotic, and he described how he was going to drive a motorcycle through the window of his apartment into the next building. And Knoxville called me and goes, we have to do something now because he's going to do this. And I told him, I said, look, man, you have tied this dude up 100 times. Go do it again. Throw him in the trunk. Take him to the hospital. Do not have any conversations. Get a bunch of duct tape or whatever you've done in the past with him. Get 5 guys. Throw him in the car or the trunk, whatever you have to do. And just no conversations. Just restrain him. Take him to the hospital. And that's what they did.
Wow.
And I've told many, many, many people to do things like that before. And it would save lives. And they won't do it. They just won't do it. And I'm not saying kidnap him. I'm saying... it's an emergency. You've got to restrain him in some fashion. Do what you can. Get them to the hospital.
Yeah,
you
got to save his life. It's a life and death situation at that point.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's around because he's a great dude.
He is a great dude. I'm glad he's around too. So
he's cool.
Now I feel better.
You feel better?
I feel better.
Yeah.
So good. We can end the show now. It's all good. Well done, Christina. I'll be back for you to abuse me again another day.
Fantastic.
So we'll see you when that happens next.
Yes. Bye.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.